Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Cyrus.
Hey, Cyrus, good morning. This is Kevin over at the studio in New York calling in with Roshan Jinja for your Square Black Friday and Cyber Monday interview. How are you doing today?
I'm good. Thank you so much. Yeah, we're all set for Roshan. This will be airing today at 1:30 p.m. Eastern.
today, 1:30 p.m. Eastern. Thank you for always being on top of it, Cyrus. That makes my life so easy. And one last thing. Are you going to do your normal like 6 to 7 of them?
Yes, normal 6. Yeah, I'm going to follow the suggested on this one.
Lovely. Thank you so much, Cyrus. I will patch him right on in.
All right, thank you.
Cyrus.
Hello, Roshan. Thank you so much for the time. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Yeah, we're going to go ahead and start the taping for you, okay?
Okay.
Welcome to Conversations Live. For more than a decade, we've brought you the best in books, entertainment, celebrity interviews, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us first. Here's your host, Cyrus Webb.
Welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. For a radio audience tuning in at WYAD 94.1 FM and WYADonline.com, we're glad that you all can be with us. Also, tuning in worldwide, thanks for free that iHeartRadio on Amazon Music. We're glad you all could be with us as well. We're following this under our news you can use here at WYAD, and today we're talking about consumer holiday shopping trends. You guys probably heard my news program earlier where I talked about that Black Friday, Cyber Monday this year, they're already breaking records. But is that something that's going to be able to hold for this holiday season? We're psyched to welcome Roshan Jhunjha to our broadcast today. Roshan is the head of retail at Square. I want to talk to Roshan not only about the new data on consumer holiday shopping trends, but also what businesses can expect as we're going throughout the rest of this year as well. Roshan, thank you again for the time. Really do appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Cyrus. Glad to be here.
Yeah, this is some exciting news, I think, for retailers as well as, of course, I think, for our general audience here, Roshan. So what consumer trends are you seeing coming out of the recent Black Friday and Cyber Monday shopping experience?
Yeah, so just like you said, Cyrus, I think it's good news for retailers. But some of the interesting things is it's even beyond retail. So for Black Friday, Cyber Monday, here's about four high-level stats that I would highlight. So 70 million transactions. And in some ways, that's driving records across Square and Afterpay. But that includes 15% increase in restaurants and more beauty sellers leaning into the shopping weekend. And so really strong showing for retail, but also for those experiences. Next thing I'd say is in-person shopping grew, always something that folks are paying attention to, you know, given pandemic and the online shopping push there. But we saw in-person shopping increased by 15% this past weekend. But online cart sizes we saw were 3.9 times higher than in-person. So that reinforces the power of online and the need to sell across channels. And we also saw that buy now, pay later usage was up. So Afterpay transactions increasing 19% as consumers are looking for more choice and more flexibility at checkout time.
That is all good news. And, I think since the pandemic in particular, Roshan, I think we definitely have seen the impact and the power of online shopping and having that capability to do that. And I think what you were saying really bears out that that is still something that's very strong here. So with that being said, with these, you know, big experiences for Black Friday, Cyber Monday, I guess the question for businesses is, can they expect the rest of the holiday season to be like this? And if so, how can they prepare for it?
Yeah, so the great question, Cyrus, something that I can inform a little bit with last year's data. We saw there that Black Friday, Cyber Monday was really just the beginning. This year we have four weekends to go before Christmas, and if it's to go the way it did last year, sales are going to increase every weekend as we get closer. And so you have to ensure that the business is staffed to handle an influx of shoppers, given that they are showing up in person. Making sure that people are available to help with questions and to assist is going to be pretty key. Discounting is going to be really important. We know that 70% of consumers are interested in stretching their budgets by bargain hunting. And so this year we see average discounts trending at about 22%. But we know that 35% more sellers are offering discounts in the first place. So they're aware of and trying to cater to those bargain hunting shoppers. You mentioned that that mix of online and in-person. This is a second key point that I would make. Consumers are continuing to drive diverse shopping habits. They're shopping in-person, online. That will continue. And so having an omni-channel strategy, ensuring flexible payment options like buy now, pay later, Pre-orders are a powerful way to build excitement around your product. And I would also say subscriptions. We saw activated subscriptions growing 31%. So here's a great way to build recurring revenue and give a little bit more lasting of a gift. And then gift cards. Can't leave out gift cards. So 338,000 gift cards sold this past weekend. And fun fact, last year we saw that on average, gift cards earlier in that window, first few weeks of December, were about $130. But then the closer you get to Christmas, peaking on December 21st, $223 loaded onto these gift cards. So that's some of that guilt buying and last-minute shopping. So it's also a great opportunity, though, for sellers to grow their revenue by offering those gift cards online and in person.
Really great tips there, and things for us to keep in mind, Roshan, for sure. So I think some of our audience members, Roshan, though, to be honest with you, may be a little confused because some people talk about how things, you know, are not going well. Of course, the numbers we could tell from everything from people spending money on travel as well as we were talking about shopping, you know, definitely are on the rise. So what about businesses? What should they be thinking about as they're adapting for whatever may happen, not only now but also going into next year?
Yeah, Cyrus, I think you said the magic word, which is adapting. Information, you know, and change in the world is, you know, coming in all the time. And being prepared to adapt to it and you know, change what's happening in your business is going to be key. So I would say that the tools to really help businesses adapt are going to be automation, and they're going to be using tooling, intelligent tooling, to help them do these things. So inventory management will be key to make sure that not only are you not running out of stock when you need to sell something, but also you can see what's selling well, not selling so well, and pivot and adapt and change that. AI is increasingly important. We've been providing a lot of tooling from Square for our sellers to automate the manual labor, things that are tedious, like generating product descriptions and marketing emails. AI can help with that. And then omnichannel. So this idea of selling across various channels to grow your business's visibility, keeping that consistent, engaging with your shoppers. All of this is about ensuring you don't miss a sale by having integrated tools speak to each other. That's really just going to be key so you can understand your business and adapt in real time.
Roshan, great information for us. Really appreciate you joining us today. Where can our listeners go to find out more information?
Yeah, so for more information on any of these stats that I've been discussing, the full report is on our website. It's square.com. You can also see information about all the different solutions we have for businesses of all shapes and sizes. We're also on the social channels, Instagram. You know, you can find us there. We share a lot of updates about our business and data, just like this.
Love it. Roshan, really appreciate the time, the great work you're doing there, head of retail at Square. Looking forward to speaking with you again.
Sounds good. Likewise. Thanks, Cyrus.
And we thank your audience for tuning in to another great segment of Conversations Live, again, part of our News You Can Use segment here at WYAD. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webbsing. As always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live. Let's go make today amazing. Take care.